Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know it's been around for a long time, but it continues to amaze. Talking about that brand that the beef industry uses, Beef It's What's for Dinner.
Beef It's What's for Dinner is an iconic brand, Ron. It continues to celebrate beef as America's favorite protein by highlighting its great taste, nutritional benefits, and stories about the people who raise it. So 2 years after it was relaunched, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand has reached more than 1 billion consumers with drool-worthy and informative digital marketing and social media content. Funded by the Beef Checkoff, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand aims to inspire families to explore their culinary talents with nutritious and delicious beef while connecting, I think very important, connecting consumers with stories of the farmers and ranchers who raise real beef. So today, the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is reaching more consumers more frequently and more effectively than ever before.
To learn more about Beef It's What's for Dinner and how the Beef Checkoff was working for cattle producers, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's cattle futures market rallied back quite strong with live cattle 72 to $1.10 higher. It looks like the February at 119.67 up about 70 cents. The next month out there, April up $1.10 at 118.95. So really good rally back here on the live cattle. And we were getting to where we were oversold. The relative strength index yesterday got as low as, I think, 23 was the lowest I saw it. It's come back, though, with today's rally. We also yesterday made new contract lows, and so today's follow-through buying would lead some people to believe that that's a reversal. We're still below the 20 and 50-day moving average on the April live cattle, so there's still a little bit of upside potential. The 20-day in the April is 121.50, and currently the April is about 119. So a little bit of room there. Feeder cattle bounced as well. We were up $1.70 to $2.10 on the feeder cattle with March at 136.75. Feeder cattle have really been trading sideways since the end of January. We're still below and getting close, though, but within a dollar of the 20-day moving average. Hogs today, pretty quiet, 40 to 60 higher. Again, they're also below the critical moving averages. Boxed beef at midday, choice was at 206.32. Select down $1.64 at 203. Boxed beef has also been under pressure the last few days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
The grain futures market today were mixed. We had corn down about 2 to 3 cents, soybeans up 2 to 3. The wheats were down 3 to 4. Not a whole lot of new information overnight. We heard that the Chinese have revised their testing and reporting of the coronavirus, and it rocketed higher, about 14 or 15,000 new cases reported overnight and 250-something deaths. So that was the opposite of what we saw yesterday. Yesterday it was reported that there was a decrease in the number of cases and deaths, but this was quite a bit higher, than 4 or 5 times higher than what we have been seeing. And that hurt the markets overnight, including the stock market, and really rippled through the entire financial market. So Dow Jones currently down about 50 at 29,472. That's about 220 or so off the low. Crude oil is currently up 29 cents at 51.46. Natural gas down 1.6 at 182. 0.8. On Friday, the USDA Economic Research Service is going to release its baseline report and the 10-year supply and demand projections. That'll be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Not a real big report, but some people like to watch that for long-term projections. And then the Ag Outlook Forum is going to be February 21st, where they'll update another round of supply and demand tables.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
I'm Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.